So in the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, he brings in more about the concept of kapara that comes from Torah. We discussed yesterday the difference between the kapara of Karbonis and the kapara of Torah. And he brings up some more from Chazal. And it says, Kel kol peshoim, there's a pasuk that says, a kol peshoim techase ahava. That if a person loves someone, they're willing to overlook certain things. A kol peshoim, and all of theirs, techase ahava, the ahava will cover over it. That's the memra, it's a pasuk. So he plays a word, makes a play on the words, a kol peshoim techase ahava satoira. The ahava that Hashem has towards Torah will allow him to overlook certain sins. As it says in Talmud Be'eliyahu, as the apostle, v'chein amru, ha-ma'or sheba machaziroi lemutav. The oil of Torah will bring you back. Now, where does Chazal say this? Chazal said it regarding the Churban Beis HaMikdash that we spoke at before, that it's because that they did not learn Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, where we have a different Chazal that says, it's because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shufas Damim. So the answer is, had they been learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have overlooked it. Over Perek HaChalil, it brings the Gemara in Sukkah. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Im Paga Bach Menuvel Zeh, if this disgusting one has gotten hold of you, which means the Yetzer Hara. So if the disgusting one, the Yetzer Hara, has gotten hold of you, then you know what the best way to get rid of him. Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash. Bring him, take him to the beis medrash. In Evan, who, if he's as strong as an Evan, Nimuach, he'll melt right away. In other words, inside the beis medrash, the Yetzer Hara doesn't stand a chance. Now, in the Sefer Malos HaTorah, from the brother of the Vilna Gaon, which again is all part of the same beis medrash, so he brings from his brother, the Vilna Gaon, a kasha on this Gemara. You know the kasha? Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash? Just leave him outside. Right? So mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash, bring him into the, you know, schlep the Yitzhar into the beis hamedrash. So the Vilna Gaon asks, wouldn't you schlep him into the beis hamedrash? Wouldn't you be better off leaving him outside? Go into the beis hamedrash without him. What are you bringing him into the beis hamedrash for? So he says, Pshat is like this. He says, we're talking about a guy who the Yitzhara is so strong that he can't leave him outside. He's stuck. The Yitzhara is there. It's like, so let's say the Yitzhara says, man, you got to become famous. You're going to become. So he says, you want to become famous? No problem. Let's go to the Beis Medrash. I'll become a MacGyver for my learning. He says, whatever you want, I'll give it to you in my Beis Medrash. You bring him into the Beis Medrash, and in the end, he'll end up being Lashma. But even if the Yitzhar doesn't give up, then you can convince the Yitzhar, whatever you want from me, I'll give you in the Beis Medrash. Let's just go. That's the method. So he said, whatever, you know, if you want something, I'll get it from you. I'll get it for you over there. As long as you go in. Which, by the way, according to that pshat, it would come out that even Torah Shaloi Lishma has the koyach to be machazir and lamutav, even Torah on a lower level. Not necessarily, only Torah on the higher level. For more on this topic, if it's the Torah Lishma or not Lishma, you can look in the Hakdama, in the introduction to one of the Svarim I wrote, on Chulin, Maseches Chulin, I have a whole piece on this issue. Is it Shaloi Lishma or Lishma also? That in the Sefer, so I have in the introduction there a piece from Rav Shach. The Rav Shach says that
well, basically, if you have a gap that has this reduced,
even learning Shaloi Lishma, yeah, it's a Sefer, yeah, and by the way, it's in the Hagoyis of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, he says, Beferish, Bezeu Shekosav, Halavai Oisi Ozvu, Af al pi she'ein lindim l'shem shemayim. Even if they're not learning with the complete l'shem shemayim, lo yifreshu me'isak haTorah, they should learn anyway. Ki mitorek shelo l'shem balishma she'amor sheba marzin l'mutav. So now, by the way, that's probably the case, because what did the Gemara say? That the Ma'or Shabo would be Machzir and Lamutav, and even though they did Avodah Zar Giloy Arayus Shvichus Damim, still if they would have learned, they would have ended up doing Tshuva. And a guy that's doing Avodah Zar Giloy Arayus and Shvichus Damim, how much Lashma do you think he's learning? Like, what level of Torah is he really accomplishing, this guy? He's doing every Aver in the book. Oh, no, but if he's learning, it's fine. Not fine, but if it's learning, eventually he'll turn around. So you see, the guy that's learning, Hashem says, don't worry about it, just learn. If you learn, you'll end up coming back. Ubezoar, Parshas Vayeshev, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, he brings from the Zohar, Karchami Barnash, amazing, this is very, very important, Lamaisa, the Zohar. Karchazi Barnash, if a person sees Deherhurin Bishin Asyan Legabe, that he's having bad thoughts, Yis Asik Be'eraisa, the first thing you should do is learn. Okidain Yis Avrin Minein, they'll go away. That's what he says. I actually, one time, I asked Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, that I asked him something about that. I said, how's a person nitzel from bad thoughts? So he said that whenever you stop learning, if you're in the middle of learning something, before you close the sefer, you should try to think of a question. And then now that you walk away from the sefer, now you should be thinking about that question. And if you're constantly thinking about that question, you'll be saved from anything bad.
If we're saying, you know, Lail Shema, Bal Shema, is that guaranteeing that it's always going to come Lishma, or it's just
so
it's okay if it's always the Lishma and it still helps you?
No, so it does help. The way Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says it in a different place is that here, listen carefully. The way Chazal says it, it says La'olam yilmad adam Torah shaloi Lishma shemitok shaloi Lishma bal Lishma. A person should always learn shaloi Lishma. Right. Even not for the right, why should we talk shalom lishma? Because through the low lishma will come lishma. So he says it's not two separate sentences. Not learn shalom lishma. Why? Because he's saying it's a description of your kavana. You should always learn with the kavana that shalom lishma ba lishma. In other words, you have to be thinking that I hope to eventually get to lishma. That's how he says it. He says you should be learning. You could learn shalom lishma. Deep down, you should know. This is not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal, obviously, is to get to the higher level. But as long as you start with the fact that I want to get to the higher level, if a person says to themselves, yeah, I'm pretty happy right here for this, you know, I'd like the COVID, you know, I don't mind just keep doing it for the COVID, you know, or whatever. So then, you know, that could be more problematic. But if they're saying, look, I'll do it for COVID because that's how I'm going to get into it. I hope eventually to get on a higher level or something like that, then, you know, that's what we're talking about. But this is a very, okay. V'zeu sha'omru b'parak ha-Torah, and this is what Chazal say in Perkei Avos, v'nasa k'mayan ha-mizgaber. That someone who learns Torah becomes like a mayan ha-mizgaber, like a very strong river. V'yish mokam l'far sh'gam al-inyan zeh. Maybe it's referring to this type of thing. Sh'kamo ha-mayan ha-noveo bokeya, ash l'fom nirpash v'nishchas b'har b'yrefer sh'titim kozeu noveo bokeya. It says the good thing about a flowing river is that even if there are stops in the way, it's always going to keep going. What's going to happen? There are blocks. What does that create? That just creates a better, you know, whitewater rafting situation. That just creates more, you know, friction. It has to go this way and then that way. And eventually, it gets past the stone. So the idea of the Mayan HaMizgaber is that if a person is learning Torah, even the blockages, yeah, they'll get in the way. The blockages will be there, but then eventually the blocks will, he'll be able to overcome those blockages. It's a nice pshat. He's knee deep in the dirt. However, so his lashon coach's lashon is Yenochol libo batuach. Like, clear, it's going to happen. Shevadai. That's what he says. Hamar sheba yachziru lemutov. Vehatoiv misgaber v'hoylech alara. And the tov will eventually overpower the ra. The water, the stream, will eventually, you know, get past those stones. When you have that power of the stream, that the Torah Lishma gives you that power, it will overcome the stones. V'ispashet b'kula l'gamri v'miskadish b'tumasa u'parcha tahara b'kula, and the tahara will spread. V'chein omer sham, this is a great shot, when it says in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, that learning Torah Lishma machsharto lios tzaddik. So pashup shad means it prepares him to be a tzaddik. But he says machsharto means it's a hechsher. You become kashered, right? What do you do to kasher a kli? You got to pour boiling hot water. So he's saying, what do you do to kasher a neshama? Torah. And in the Ruach Haim, he says it even stronger. And that's what he says. That's pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. But he says, in Ruach Haim, when we learned it, he says this idea, but he says it's stronger there. He says, just like kashering a kli, you really need to use fire. Here, there's a way out. You can learn Torah. But if you don't learn Torah, you're going to have to go back into the fire. So that's kind of the way he says it over there. But anyway, this chapter, Lamed Aleph, brought out to us a new angle completely in the power of Torah learning. It's that it's the first step in tshuva, and it's the first step in cleansing, you know, it's the first, last, however you want to say it, but it's part of the cleansing process of one's neshama. That's what he brought out now, okay? Okay. Okay, now he's going to go back in Perek Lamed Beis. He's going to go back to some of the other more, you know, some of the deeper concepts and why how Torah, when it's so elevated, you know, how is it that we can connect to that? Okay, so it's a Shem tomorrow. We'll start off the Lamed Beis. Okay,
good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.